Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Activity, every satanic mandate, any satanic presence, intrusion, interference, in the name of Jesus, we come against the activities of hell. Arise and swallow them up in victory in the name of Jesus. Be exalted. You are faithful to your word. Roar like a lion, lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus' precious name. Can I hear somebody shout amen? Clap, 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 clap. Come on. Give God the glory. Clap, 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 clap. Say amen. All right. Let me be very quick and straight to the point tonight. Whilst I welcome all of you into God's presence. Can you change this baby for me? It's fine. Do that. Thank you very much. Say amen. Amen. I would love us to. This is the fifth night. Awesome times of revival. We give God the glory. Say amen. Amen. The least thing I give God the glory for is that he is straightening, working, and, you know, working on us. Just like somebody that is in the military camp. First month, what? Second month, if you go to police depot, first month of training, we have the kind. Second month, we have the kind of training. Third month, we have the kind of training. And so on. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So by the fifth night, the goodness of God should be able to enter into the spectrum of your heart and really melt you. When gold is melted, it can then form any shape the smith wants it to take. When I take water and pour it into a glass, it takes the shape of the glass. If I pour it into a bottle, it takes the shape of the bottle. When I pour it into a bowl, it takes the shape of the bowl. If I pour it on the floor, it will take the shape of the floor. Wherever I pour it, it takes the shape of that place. Say amen. My prayer for you has always been a dichotomous prayer. One, that God will find you worthy on earth. May the Lord count you worthy on earth. On this earth. May God find you as a material worth. When yamimu se wobana bema nejuma entry mo and kankro impuntu wahel kwanse weebri bibim fawo so in sine kwemo. Amen wafom. Number two, wobrechi, when we leave here, whilst we were coming, we were watching part of the burial service of Colin Powell, the former Secretary of the United States of America. And at the time we were coming, the service was over, and the clergy moved in recession, and then the bearers came to lift his casket, and I told my wife, it's finished. It's finished on earth. When that time comes, when that time comes, Then, Pastor Steve, you will know that if you were not found worthy, the first prayer, then you have also faltered the second one. Oh, yeah. If you fail the first prayer, then the second one, you cannot be found worthy. Maninga asemunchiro. Enyumu awutu ina, and all this, you know. No kwasempan reduce the sound, please. No kwasempan is a time is coming seriously. If God does not find what you are doing worthy right now, forget about the next dimension. Pachote de mekanas. Yeah. As for the tributes, they will say nice things. It was this, it was that, you know, they will cry and all that. Sometimes, man of God, I will want to say that the people that have died, if they wake up, they will have a shock. They will be very surprised at the things that you guys were saying. Especially when somebody like Kwamla Dumon, when he died, and I listened to the eulogies that were coming, and I realized that this country is too hypocritical. Anytime the microphone came up on Joy and Kwamla Dumon's voice came up, there were people that resented him passionately. The moment they brought his casket, suddenly he's a hero. And so forget about all those, you know. Totally. The things they will say about you and all stuff like that. Mr. Atta was shocked when the week her husband passed. And Ghanaians started showering eulogies and commiserations. So she said at her husband's funeral, is it my same husband they are talking about? Is it my husband, the same man they are talking about? Or are they talking about another person? Because when the husband was alive, never had even a quarter of that kind of showering of praises. If President Atamels had heard a quarter of the things Ghanaians said about him at his funeral, possibly he wouldn't have died. Ghana Muana Mukumo President. You spoke rubbish to your own president until the president was depressed. Yeah. Your own president was depressed. He sat in that seat and felt, I am not qualified to be here. What am I doing here? The people who brought me here don't believe in me anymore. What am I doing here? And so when you fail here, you have failed there. You pass here, you have passed there. Because when you So whilst we are here, it's just like minutes are being written about you. The chronology of heaven is taking stock of everything, including every word that comes out of my mouth. So God will judge the words that I didn't speak, that every utterance that came out of my mouth that did not come from the Holy Spirit, it didn't come from the Spirit of God. It will be judged. Jesus said every idle word will be judged. And I'm yeah, every idle. Put that scripture there for us. And later, there's no part of ourselves. Every idle word. Every idle word will be judged. Pastor Steve, if I look at this way, if you want to title my message tonight, I don't title messages. I will call it reflections. Reflect on your own life. Say amen. And she put this here. He said, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account. Put it in a different version. You can be sure that on the judgment day, you will have to give account for every useless word. Boys, You know, why do you have to see baby? So you can be sure that on the judgment day, every you will give account of every useless word you have ever spoken. Not that which you are speaking now, you have ever spoken. But your mountain, I say, I'm taking a bit of time. Thank you. Take a seat. Put it in a different version. This version says, I tell you this, that you must give account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. Next one. This one says, let me tell you something. Every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. The Bible said there will be a time of reckoning or accountability. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Take them seriously. So, I come to sit in the house of the Lord and it's a time of reflection for me. I realize that, Pastor Kwajo, too many, the level of playing in the house of God is too much. And the play is making us forget why we have even come. I'm building up on something. Please follow me. This other version says very clear. He says, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an accounting of every careless or useless word they speak. Now, this time, he is not saying words. He narrows it down to verbosious vocabulary. Word. Word for word. Word to word. Take it in three. Let us read this. This says to me emphatically, Namesimose, Insehunu biyara, Asemhunu biyara, A unipa bekan, Ubebu hunkonta timuda. Iti hundi amongosu mkikensi hunu. Atemudano, asemuhunu, asemuhunu, it will be narrowed down to serious stuff. And I do me basu tina si di, and think about your life. The soldiers lifted the casket, wrapped in the national colors, brought it into the church. He took off the colors, put up the church's colors around the casket, brought him into the altar. They prayed and eulogized him. And then when the pastor finished preaching, he pushed his casket and handed it back to the soldiers, lifted it up. I told my wife, it is finished. Omwe tano, omwe chirino, asa. Yeah, asa. And then you are going to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God. The church is trying to tell me increasingly that don't tell these things to the born again Christian. Because the person that is born again will not face all these. Really? Really? I will speak only the words of Christ so that you will not say a prophet wrote them. Before I bring those words of Christ to you, I'm just reminding you that these words are the words of Christ. So who is he talking to? Mesimose asemuhunu asemuhunu biyara wunipa beka. Sinipani, you're born again. So are you born again. So are you a ba. So are you a bema. So are you nyansa. So are you jimmy. So are you a re. So are you, you know, sujeni. So are you a krawa. So are you a bonini. So are you a tintini. So are you a tia tia. Wasu onipa. Asem hunu biye free na no abano. Ubebu hongkonta timuda. Simple, 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 simple message. Say amen. It's serious. And I'll proceed further by telling you, without the Holy Spirit, you can't serve the Lord. Because the standards of God are so high. That is why he introduces us to his grace. So the grace is a propeller. The grace is a stepping stone. The grace is a springboard. The grace brings you to meet the standards of God. That is what the grace does. So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 is very integral to, our learning as born again Christians. The Bible said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has, before ordained that we should walk in them. We are the workmanship of God in Christ. The moment anybody, let's start from verse 8 so that it will make a lot more sense to us. Verse number 8, the Bible said, by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. This is the same gift of God that he was talking about in Romans 3:23. He talked about the gift of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Verse 24, he said, but being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Let's go to chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23. The Bible makes it also emphatically clear. Listen to the word of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, He grants us a gift. The Lord, presents the gift of God. It's eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go back to the previous scripture. And it's Ephesians chapter 2 verse number 8. And he's saying by grace you are saved through faith. Nobody can confess Jesus Christ except through faith. Romans chapter number 10 verse 9 and 10. The Bible says clearly in the word, if thou shalt confess with your mouth Jesus Christ is Lord, and you will believe in your heart. The Bible said that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible said in verse number 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In other words, I can never receive eternal salvation except I believe from my heart. It's not a mouth talk. I must confess with my mouth and believeth. For with the heart, man believeth. I must believe. I have to believe that he died for me. He paid the price for me. The gospel is a beautiful thing. I must believe. When we are saying to action, dear, who would he achieve? Now, it has become antiquated that if you are in church and you don't have multiple boyfriends who are chasing you, you are not a girl. It then becomes abnormal when you are a virgin and you are 25 years. And you're abnormal. I'm living in that generation where right is wrong and wrong is right. The person that is speaking right words rather is the abnormal person. The person that has perverted the word rather is the correct person. So I am just bringing you to reflections. The dangerous and the sad thing about the phenomenology of our Christianity is that you don't know when your time will come to an end. And so we are running a race, but we don't know where the finish line is. Pastor Paul, that is dangerous. My finish line is not your finish line. Sometimes when I look at the nature by which this generation, especially preachers of repute, how they end up, it tells me they didn't please God. Because me de ena sofwe eto to Bible sofwe ne huwa. Biti mi wunu se ahriase. Let me put it that way. Ahriase. Because Psalm 37:37 has already outlined. Kari wonipa weye penitini ni se enipa ne wie ye ye asumwe. Mark the righteous, behold the upright. That the end of that man is peace. The end of that man cannot be stroke. T.A.D. Amekano. Let me use my father, Francis Kwesi Amoako, for example. These things didn't happen to him. There was nothing like that. He was like a gallant soldier that went to battle and died on the line of duty. In the armed forces, if anybody dies on the line of duty, on the day of their burial, they are promoted. Why do you think they do that? The reason is because the armed forces or the police service or the navy or wherever, they see it that you are some kind of a hero. And there will be a wood at them. During the revolution, there was one particular man whose name I have forgotten, a Gama. You know, this guy from Nima police station to broadcasting with an armor car faced the people that have staged the coup and said to them, I am in uniform. I am not a coward like many of the generals in the barracks. I will face you defending the flag of Ghana. In uniform. Even if I die as one man, I have made history. And as I make kind of once more. Yeah. When they shot him dead, they dressed him in uniform, put him in a coffin, and wrapped it with a Ghana flag. And they said, this one was not a coward. The people that killed him said, this one is not a coward. Let's salute him. He is a hero. This is how a person, when he died, you know, on duty. This is how we salute them. It because Yamuako dies on duty from crusade, from Takurade, dies at Apam Junction in an accident, which was staged by soldiers at the time. Oh, Pese, wouldn't you, Makachero? This is Adiana Muya, it is said, Yamuko Suma, so Michael, into me both from. When you panwe Suma, Yeni woman with some woman now, be seen, who say, yes, I'm telling you the word of God. Now you find a man of God in a wheelchair. How do you see him? When you sit on your television and you see him. Really? How do you feel when, you know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 1 to 5. The Bible makes a very strong submission. Listen to the word of God. The Bible said, by the times and the season, brethren, yeah, ye have no need that I should write to you. In the next verse, the Bible said, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. In the next verse, the Bible is saying that, but for one time, well, one day shall say peace and safety. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them. As travail on a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Listen to the same thing in tree. Interesting scripture. Listen to that. Ne bra wo be kase ye wa sum genia hoto. Enye impofri muna ose ye beba wonso. Said ye awokon eba oba onyemo eso. And agony will come upon them like a woman that is in travail. And I like the last line. All this while I have been preaching to you and telling you. This time he is saying that. All this while, I have been telling you, Luke 21:36. Didn't let me tell my pastor seated here, if they feel that this message And they want to go and do something, preach something different. Their branches will never grow. It will never grow. Obia onim alabaster knows alabaster for a particular message. Simple. My MD called me one day and said, I know that God has raised you up in this end time and given you a particular line of message. Even my MD acknowledges it. Therefore, going to preach all these watered down sugar coating words, you know, to please people and make feel right in front. You are joking because, you know, the moment we say, you were assumptu, and you are impossible, and yeah, the moment you are because you were assumptu, you are hot. Listen, I'm a prophet of God. I can, you know, I have a mandate to speak prophetically. Not only to preach. I have a mandate to tell people the mind of God. For example, the Holy Spirit has assigned you. And the assignment of the Spirit of God is for you to focus on the end time mission. Anything apart from that, you are joking. If you will humble yourself and remain disciplined and faithful, God will use you tremendously. Yeah. Humility. You humble yourself and remain disciplined. God will use you. If you know how to keep yourself. If this young man will know how a zip works, God will use you mightily, powerfully. The Lord will raise your horns and the nations will see it and applaud and come to the light which God has placed in your hands. It's prophetic. The music is here. It's prophetic. What this generation is looking for is that tell them they are the next Bill Gates. You are the next Bill Gates. See this lady? She's the next Mother Teresa. We want to hear. Yeah. You don't even have discipline and control over your own lust. You want to come into your public revealing. The question is, how do you survive? So, I will want to tell, you know, everybody whom God sends, the Bible says, speaks the words of God. John chapter 3 verse 34. He that God sends, speaks the words of God. The Bible is saying, you know, the Bible is saying that, but and he does not measure his spirit. He does not measure limitless, unlimited. The reason is because a moroso adum and was set to me. Yeah, what do you call me a jumano? A moroso. Oh, clap your hands. You may be seated. Say amen. So I stand here and I'm telling somebody that the moment we are telling people, oh, more assume you any ahoto. Bring the scripture back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 3. Now, ebra mo beka si ye wa asum ye ni ahoto. Obi na me si ye si ye ne ne. E na e fi era, omo adede omo gu na ka mu bebrebe. O chi na ye betu omo gu te sa de ye toto moa, e moa a ewu ato egu. But so de ewu ni bia, whether you see it right or wrong, up and down, that's not the point. The point is this, by now they have faced the judgment seat of Christ. whether they were church people or idol worshippers or it doesn't matter. By now, beer will be wood. The Bible is at him one of the train. It is here, boo, you are here too, where Drew's here, yeah, with the bay. Well, wouldn't quan, you be could you not team one? It's a mini wa, and Paji and Wamen and Mehra Suye. Yeah, Mehra Suye. As my phone in your mind, it's here, you can move Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. I may say, every year, every year, Yamim Kurophobia, woman bit to me. Ama nyame kwan na awurade atete wo mo de asem na kwadre wo mo na wo mu tena se a wo mu nya kwan atima baba asem ni mo ne nipa ayira aba be nya nkwagye to me wo mu nya honkonkon enwosra enwosra ye de sayade ye de shubo ni ntenya ba adom ne sra ngwa ye de ntenya ba adom ne sra ngwa e ba nipa so a de wo gye ba etutu a mo ne enwosra no nipa hu na wo mu ankasa wo mu bedwane se I'm talking to somebody. The devil himself will know that this group of people are not the ones that we joke with. Don't touch it, you are fine. They will know that God is at work with them. Oh, you can clap those things. And so the Bible says that you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power after the Holy Ghost. He's mentioned two dominant words. Holy Ghost and power. We'll be back before Christ anywhere and in the Christian quite immediately now. There is a reason for that. The Holy Ghost that lives in you is going to be your teacher, your guide, going to be your validator, your facilitator. The Spirit of God is going to be the paraclete, the paracletos. It's going to be your advocate. Yeah, the Holy Spirit does that. The Spirit of God is going to open up your spirit to the throne of God, to the things of God, to the love of God, to the mercies of God, and also to the judgment of God. You will know, the Holy Spirit will let you know that when you make once you have become a carrier of the move and the anointing, you are going to be very careful not to take the grace of God for granted. Yeah, you won't take because David. God came to David and gave David three options. So beto a town for him. So beto a man in him. And so beto a man in him. Ni na ya so choose bago. Then David said, "It is better that I fall into the hands of the Lord. At least when you media watching was so anya bi awaje." It was any metron so. Media yam shashi a betiam. Yeah, metron so. The hyper grace message preachers are telling me, say, Yamin Chiaso. Yamin Chiaso. Really? Yamin Chiaso. I do not have the time and remember almost 17 scriptures. Say when you're making us an assuchin and what? When you're meeting me to damn to ni person, you were to be friendly penny. You were betting me will be an enemy. You were betting me to work of fapotras, boon, sujan, shumbe banana, and me in unio. And ya be for nyame, utimi, yes, I did. Mama comfort wakata wenu oh Unyame not bonsam say amen. Yeah, I'm not talking about the devil. I'm not talking about God can afflict a man. Yeah, Bisa Herod. Okay, can we almost say your Old Testament, but Herod was struck within 30 seconds. No, I don't know what to say will be our problem. 30 seconds was gone, history. When I look at somebody, a scripture like Leviticus chapter number 26, verse 26, there be from 26. Maybe let's start from verse 24. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 24. The Bible said, then I will also contrary. I will also walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins. So for one sin, the Lord says, I will punish you seven times. Go to the next verse. It is when yamino or yenedieno or stretch o mawuti me failure dieno. I will bring the sword upon you, and I will avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your city, I will send pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of your enemy. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. This is what he sometimes will do. The Lord will smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Put it in a different version. This is what he can do. I will make you lose your mind. When you are beautiful, when you will crumble bosom, when you are meeting me, my own bottom. Second, I will make you lose your mind. He will strike you with blindness and confusion. Put it in the next version. This version says, I will strike you with blindness, madness, and panic. It is even panic attacks. Panic attacks, panic phobia is here. Next version. Look at this version. The Bible said, he will make you go crazy. Crazy. Next version. Look at this version. I will strike you with madness and with blindness and with. Yay. Yeah. Put it in three. Let us read. The Bible said in this, Ewurade de Adamo, any enifraye. Yeah, any akumemu ahujiri die. Ebebo. Go to the next verse in this version. Yeah. Now, who make a can we akite say, ye winifraye ni kika wusumo. Now, what kwain e we ye. Na shanku na wobeshe afum wafan. You know, de nana. Ubiada! Enyo. Go to the next verse. You are no, you didn't need the agrono. Then one seven make a carrema minga seven jello. Obiti me ba, sorry, ye, naya cochin or near Nabenya mifi. Now do you sube fino pamonoa. Then this God deals with you. Ubaji or bawa, dear. Ubina nata. Ubisi die. Antinem. Go to the next verse. This verse says, it's alright. And some nano order. Dina menwa wouldn't eat dia grono. You wanna know I'm a so chance. Job 5:17-18. Job 5:17-18. The Bible said in Job chapter 5:17-18, behold, happy is the man whom God corrected. Therefore, despise not the chastening of the Almighty. Verse number 18. For he maketh sore and binded up and wounded, and his hands also make whole. Go in 3, verse number 17. The Bible said in the book of Job chapter 5 and verse number 17 in 3, anything the problem, sir? Therefore, nobody can serve the Lord without the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, no, Job chapter 5, verse number 17. Focus, man. 5, verse number 17. And in verse 17 of chapter 5, in chief, the Bible said, in Shani Wadasaniya, when you coupon canon in tea and poor tomb for a tenetino. And next verse, interesting verse. The Bible said, now one who pra, when you will pra, you will be to me at 2 an hour. Why, yes, I'm when you cervical cancer. It will be to me a shoe and this radio betching when you're Jimmy Kutu. I'm talking to you. Not a baby for the God you say. Winter na ya mi su atam for omwe tawo. Fri se wenya mi awira toesh. Ini pe jiji. Ah, na uti mi biti mi akwa akuko awe wane. Sa wuko chile ne baha na se krama ya wabu sa wuko fane baba aku ana jata. Ah, wabu ana se, you know, something. Sebo. Na adi abenyame baso. Try the child of God. I'm telling you. This is why I can boldly tell you without any reluctance, he said, will be a wadena kume na dwewra diye ura diye juma winyamishirano. Winyamishirano. Yamfasika nibre nye nyamiye juma. Yemfa ahu pedi ene apeja die enomne all these things no ye ni abre no ayepe. May I remind you that ministry and the work of God and Christianity is not all about what you can get, but also what you can give. Tiasiye yeba na watu ye misa ubi ya bibi ya afarebano ubi ya bo wuni bi emane ha ukofi enyenu ntini ebae. A come or something would be, but wouldn't be a man how? A bills when you are brian, can you pay? She has a that's a nanque mobile. Then first, I genuinely need a meaduma. This is why so many people would you swim with China Home would have been and swam as she has away with him. A nipper bebre, and the baby abbe frau in Yamia dumnim, baby. Baby. The crony knitting. Woman, the abbey fray would have the abdominum. It is Ubewunu, sir, and once in a fruma would do fry any a drew a prona a bone. A dear uncle, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 1. A dear uncle, Asham, death flies have caused the ointment of apothecary. In the apothecary oil, you will find frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon, calamus, olive oil. Five principal spices in it. Yet, and once in a funu, a nitimibo. It is, and I know yes, you can, as one for you, it is, can you more, Acts 1 verse 8, the Bible was talking about emphatically or prophetically, you know, when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, you shall receive power and you will be, you know, my witnesses from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the world. When the Bible makes it clear like that, then he proceeds further, you know, and said that when the Spirit of truth has come, he will teach you and guide you into all truth. In other words, he is a teacher and a guide at the same time. Romans chapter 8 verse number 9, the Bible makes it clear. Romans 8 verse 9, the Bible said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you now, if anyone, I had a point, you know, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Will be out! Christ, so whole woman, tinimono, onyanedia. That's what I say. Put it in a different version. This version says emphatically clear. And then he says, but you know that, let me go down there, and because that is the point. God's Spirit lives in you. Whosoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. The next version, listen to this one. He says very clearly, he says, and remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. Remember, you can come to church, but if you don't have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ living in you, you don't belong to Jesus. So what a waste that you have been coming to church for 5 years, but you don't belong to Christ. What a waste. What a waste. Put it in G. Listen to the word of the Lord. And I read just that part. Na se obi ni Kristo honhomoa. Onye ne dia. Adia ni very serious. Obi ni Kristo honhomoa. Onye ne dia. Iti giriba kanaba ya ye kwenna. Me kachi na ose. Se wo ni Kristo honhomoa. Wo ye ne dehuno. Onye ne dia. These are kingdom preaching, teaching, and principles that the born-again Christian must be able to understand. Let's go to verse number 11. Put it in English, and let us read that in English. The Bible said, but if the spirit of Christ, or if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. In other words, wouldn't mean can't jam and say one pipe up from Abra Christo home at two, because Christo home no is a quickening spirit. A Kenya home. Put it in tree and let me read that, you know, in tree. And I said, you will yanny Christo free and will form the home at Timomua. You will yanny Christo free and will form no Ebemamo home munipedia. So enkwa, this spirit is a spirit emankwa on a daily basis. Wo kenya iwo. My software for a few years, and I realized ubi timi ba gigi o pesuo somwa. 1 year be wuse na domne yo da from ti. I've been here a few years to know what I'm talking about. Some want to preach, one want to lead prayer, some want to go to evangelism, they want to join your team, they want to read Bible, they want to, you know, all kinds of things. Few months, they don't want to even go to church. Then the question then becomes, which spirit was in them? Which spirit? Because if the spirit of Christ lives in you, you belong to Christ. And if the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, the Bible said that spirit will also, you will be quickened. Oh God, help me. I could not answer. Oh, Apostle Yeboa say, and we miss it. Adia ebeye ya. And it's a Christo behu and makazi minimo. Am I building upon something? My time is up. Me pesi ya bompa ye briti ya wanzani yakop. Say ya kase Christo homa. What are we referring to? Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Ya ka Christo homa. E dien ye ka mwasa. Many nipa one more pair of sura hini any more ko any didn't come up. Philippians 2 verse 1. Enipa bi pe osura hini any more wura. One more namini woman shia. Any didn't come up. Any problem, sir? Philippians chapter 2 verse number 1. And in this particular phase of the scripture, the Bible said, if there be any consolation, let's read from verse 4. Let's read from verse 4. Let not every man on his own things, but every man on the, okay, go to verse 5. Alright. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah. In the next verse, the scripture said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The Bible said in the next verse, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Let me highlight few things in here. But the Bible said he made himself of no reputation and took no reputation. In this generation, everybody is fighting for reputation. People are fighting for reputation. I wear Louis Vuitton, I wear Versace. This is what they are looking for. I drive a Mercedes, I live at East Legon. This is what they are looking for. Reputation. But the Spirit of Jesus Christ makes himself nothing. Nyo biya. For the glory of God, nyo biya. En kasam fan en sam pimpem nebo. And Rami, you know, Juan, I don't know, they did, you have children, me, Michelle, who be a was who name ya, meaning ya, me, and Nantin, what tear you so can't was see us some. I'm saying, where is you, Chen, I'll tell you, so I done yet in Timuru. I don't say a freeness. So sad. So sad. Made himself no reputation. The moment I meet you as a prophet or pastor, evangelist and all that, and you mention your name, I am Reverend Osei Gideon. Gordon or Gideon. Which one? I'm Reverend Gordon Osei. Saying, oh yeah, Reverend Gordon Osei, I'll free me. Oh yeah, Reverend Gordon Osei, free me. The title of Jesus. Yes, in the title anyway. He has so many names. Alpha, Omega, Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bright morning star, the lily of the valley, the dazzles of the fields. The Bible calls him, the carrier of the seven spirits of God. Many titles. Nobody referred to him with any of those titles. David Bahumi Mobo. Nobody called Jesus Reverend. Nobody called Jesus Bishop. Nobody called Jesus Archbishop. Mama Christie was preaching here at Ejase's funeral and said, I called some, even the last time she came here, she talked about it. I met somebody who is a bishop, and when I met the person, said, Pastor, I want to say, hey, I'm not pastor, I'm bishop. I guess. Made himself of no reputation. Yeah. Made himself of no reputation. So, I would rather say that I am Jesse. When the person asks you, what do you do? Then I will say, I am a pastor. By the grace of God. Because if not for the grace of God, we own your pastor. We own your pastor. And now we own qualified to be pastor. It's only by the grace of God. Say amen. So people are walking. I'm a baby, you know. I am prophet one, prophet one. Major prophet, general prophet, prophet, general. Rubbish. The God you are serving is making himself of no reputation. You are busy. Let me share Pastor Ferdinand. So I'm Reverend Dr. Ferdinand. Saying. Said he did bad, no, I bad, beg your microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the premier lady of Alabaster International. Saying, the level by which Asofumami Eyire was sorry demon, religious witchcraft is unbelievable. I'm telling you today, there are many pastors' wives that are fighting for pulpit exposure. These same people wish their husbands are dead. You don't know, but I'm telling you the truth. And to finish off the pastor is a small thing. It's a small thing. So one of the things that we're teaching all of you to Mawenina ho, unfit your doors. Unfit, no, unfit your doors.
Ma wenin now. I know a group of actors. They are all actors, and some of them are preachers. You know, their father was a preacher, and their father was poison. And they told me, it's not, you know, they told me. My father was poison. The poison was a slow poison. It took 3 weeks to take him out. And that is how come you cannot trace who did it. Because 1 week he was fine, 2 weeks he was fine until the third week. Made himself of no reputation. Jesus appeared and said, I'm nothing. The Son of God, I mean God himself, is walking on the earth and says, I'm nobody. It can take the Holy Ghost in you to say that. Unni Kristo ho ma ade we untimi nka bida. Untimi nka bida. Se nyame onkrungu untim Kristo ho ho ne ntu mu am say you will go to a place that, hey prophet odro wuni e you know and you made that oh yes me am ni ope autographer na me autograph you will be you know and once you hold it, this is prophet odro. No. The Spirit of Christ makes himself of no reputation. You are nobody. Nobody. Into your home. Yan wawa ye ho. Ubi a Christo hom tinimu nyane num. Hear that. O nyane num. O nyane num. The Spirit of Christ dwells in nyane num. Issue tomorrow morning, I want to receive children only. 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we'll be blessing children. We call it the children benediction or benediction for children. Tomorrow morning, I want you to bring your child. The grace of God will come upon them. 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we are done. And then Sunday will be Thanksgiving. Say amen. Yeah. Let the people online feel what I'm talking about. Because tomorrow morning we are not screening. Yeah. 6:30 on the 6th of November, Saturday. Look at this poster carefully. At least I am typifying what we are talking about. Kofi Odro is Kofi Odro. Prophet doctor doesn't make you anybody. Kofi Odro is still Kofi Odro. Right, Reverend Doctor, His Grace, His Honor, His Honor, Honorable, all this. By the time you are lost, your real identity is lost in the middle of titles. Reputation is hanging on your head. Say amen. Put back the scripture, let us work. The Bible said in the next verse of the same particular scripture, focus, sir. In the next verse, Philippians chapter 2, and now we are, I think, in verse number. And being, go to verse 7 and let's see if we didn't miss anything. Yeah, okay, go to the next verse. In being found in the fashion of a man, the Bible said, he humbled himself and became obedient. These are the commodities of the Spirit of Christ. Humility and obedience. Humility and obedience. It is semi hunu will be no so or your prophet or timi bo within shankom but onia hombrasia. I can boldly tell that is not the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Straight. I met part of my team and I told them something I want to tell you. I said to them, more we Machadi enye mefe. Aji musubany. Die ye mefe wo wo. Ye wusubany. Not wachedi. Because Satan so wachedi. Yeah. The devil is enormously gifted. Ti wachedi enye mefe. Usubany. Wahon fe enye mefe. Usubany. There are many beautiful people in this church. That is not the focus. We are developing Christ in you. Forming Christ in you. But see, the spirit of Jesus Christ is humility. The Bible said that when you make do my humbrasiye for, we see a hand for coin. You are nankasa u in the coin. Humility and obedience. The spirit of God can tell you go to Agbogbloshie market and go and preach. You don't look at an amepa, you are amepa. The moment you go like that, you have been blind by reputation. Made yourself of no reputation. This is why we can stand on the street. Hallelujah. We don't care about what you are thinking of the guys or your celebrity. No! I have told you many times and I'm repeating it. You are not a celebrity. You are a servant of the Most High God. Obedience unto death. Even the death of the cross. Now, when we say the death of the cross, we are referring to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Cursed is the man that hangs on the cross. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hath turned it into a different version. So I want the word cross, categorically stated. Go to the next version. In this other version, the Bible is saying that curse is the one that hangs on the pole. Next version, possibly. Yeah, good. It is here. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangs crucified on a tree or a cross. Next verse in King James Version. This one says, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So what the Apostle Paul is saying, the death of the cross in Israel is a curse. Jesus threw his reputation away and went for that death. Therefore, I don't wait till Easter to remind you to live a life worthy of the death he died for you. It's a serious matter we are talking about. Go back to the Philippians. Let's close. My time is up. Dan kwan sam niye kekanesan. Words of eternal life. Words of eternal life. Not you will go to America. Words of eternal life. Ewurabaw enyansem we wure ne mu a. Sakawa boy the Mercedes Benz be jina hwa. It doesn't move you. Unnim said this is vanity. Wenu mudwane ne ewo chire ne ma ho ofe no a we hunu no. Me Christo dia. O person ware me akohu mebusiafo. Me yane me nyoyoyo. Ne won teteye wo Christo mu. Yes, yes, me, I take me. When I'm yes, yes, me, I'm in, when I'm shit. And you want more, you foul, moquano, and you me, men, cast out for them. They want to tear. I'm telling you. We have a four crying for moqua. Yes, here, where is Lego? I'm cost $100. $100 is 600 cities. 600 cities, On one a jubaco or 46 times 4. Mumu 6 4. 24. 1 night 2,400 by 7 nights. Ye calculate and the one number will some more young quasi a juma wunyamifi. Ye calculator 24 times 7. Sister, ye calculator. Yeah, young contact. Yeah? 16,800 times 4. $67,000 times 12. The woman, average woman at East Legon is making almost 1 million CDs in a year. Would you show who the Bible that cut us? asiye yuma na wewe so jina na asiye hapo sorry
nitasebi
ujishe honna the bible akatas na hu se Kristo fo no wo manya ready so mo ne yawrade benanta faukwa wati we ya faukwa abejia shanho rade fache lima dagadaga lima lagadaga mila madaga isenhunu dede uka chira mesu obi frɛ odipa ko frɛ ye no from television or say me pese me ne papa kasa na dede se ne yire ne me kasa nitie me ka chira me pese nka papa esrɛ me nipa bi a me ne ne wo ho so wagyae me person ka papa ne ne kasa no osan be fami ena de de bi sa na se yaye wo ho ade o se de bi ena ye fa wo sempa cho an inti papa enko pacho na ye nsan me fa wo nko fa wo o se me pa cho an apa mesre mau na wini panensa mefau na onto aso mfau ose mepacho ai okay two hands are lifted. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I keep myself, my life is not my own, my life is not my own.
To you I belong. I give myself to you.
My life is not my own, my life is not my own.
To you I belong.
I give myself away.
I give myself away so you can use.
I give myself away.
I give myself away so you.
Be myself away.
I give myself away so you can use me.
Here I stand. Lord, sing your hand, and all I want is to see your desire revealed. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use. Give myself away, I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use. life is not my own. Yeah, my life is not my own. To you I belong. Yeah, to you. Tonight is going to be a very special, intimate time with the Holy Spirit. We are asking the Spirit of God, purge us, fill us, anoint and glorify us. Purge us, fill us. Yeah. Anoint and glorify yourself in our lives in the name of Jesus. This is between you and the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your two hands and lift your voice. Yatura katika zida katonda nenema. Yeah, that I will finish well. Samana na kona nenema haya. Ibando korona na 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 mahari ashkara. Kigere bono lolo bosha na na na. See ya! See ya! La la ba le ka la 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 ba do ko ba 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 sha. Raise your voice. Come on. Dinelele. Kama da bos. Panda da da da. Kama da bos. Hey! Work on us, work on us, Lord. Work on us. Work on us, Spirit of God. Work on us. Work on us. Komano said your TB, I work on it. Work on our weaknesses. Work on us. Work on us. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost. Work on us. Spirit of God, we ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, may we be found worthy in your eyes by your grace here on earth. And may we also be counted worthy in heaven. May we never be falling short, or may we never fall short
of the glory of the Lord. May we never come falling short of the expectation and the standards of God. May your grace propel us. May your grace push us. May your grace aid us. May your grace empower us. May we be very good custodians of the anointing. May we protect the oil. May we protect your dignity on our names and on our lives in the precious name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, may we be found as men and women who are very disciplined in the word of the Lord, doing exploits for the kingdom, winning souls and establishing the souls and preparing ourselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I give you glory. May your people never lack. May they never lack any good thing. May they never struggle. May they never cry. May they never be poor. May they never be found destitute or wanting or lacking. I pray in the name of Jesus. Prosper and bless their enterprise. Favor their cause. Bless their efforts in Jesus' precious name. I give you thanks that you are at work, working on your people. In Jesus' name.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.